Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A deadly weekend in Kansas City, Brandon Dixon reports.
Police are investigating a homicide near 9th and Van Brunt yesterday afternoon, at least the third murder over the weekend. The latest, a male victim found shot to death on a sidewalk. No word on a motive for the murder, and there's no one currently in custody. There were also deadly shootings in Kansas City early Saturday morning and late Friday night that also left male victims dead.
After years of planning and development, the Kansas Turnpike will soon go cashless, and getting your K-tag is free. An estimated 37 million trips were made on the Kansas Turnpike last year. Beginning on July 1st, you will no longer see toll booths. You will have two options. Get a K-tag before July 1st or pay by mail each time you use the Turnpike. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light...
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to Decatur County Sheriff David Watchendorfer, law enforcement agencies along the border between northwest Kansas and southwest Nebraska continue actively assisting Decatur County Oberlin, Kansas authorities with an ongoing investigation of an abduction and holding a hostage from Oberlin. And early on Monday, today, June 3rd, the Sheriff's Office reported no new developments in the search. On Saturday, the Decatur County Dispatch in Oberlin received a report from a man that said he had been kidnapped and had just escaped from his captors. Law enforcement officers from Decatur County Sheriff's Office and Oberlin Police Department, as well as members of the Decatur County EMS and Emergency Management, then responded to the location. According to Sheriff Watchendorfer, the victim was located and the incident appears to be valid. He reported that the kidnapping occurred in another jurisdiction and the victim was able to escape while passing through. And the sheriff is asking for the public's assistance in watching for a blue or green older model minivan with Oklahoma plates. The vehicle is occupied by two subjects, a white male about 5'6", bald, with a long brown beard and tattoos on his chest, and a black male, 5'10", chubby, with a mustache, goatee, and face tattoos. The suspects are to be considered armed and dangerous, so do not approach them. Call local law enforcement or 911 immediately. Applications for Kansas students for out-of-district open enrollment are now open in Kansas, as a state law that was passed in 2022 allows Kansas students to attend schools outside their districts if space is available. The number of students each school accepts varies from district to district. Some schools can only accept a few out-of-district students, while others can accommodate hundreds. The application window opened on June 1st and will be open until June 30th, with students that are accepted to be notified by July 15th. Current out-of-district students already enrolled do not need to reapply. You can visit a district's website to check if a specific school is accepting out-of-district students and to apply for enrollment. The Kansas Supreme Court issued a mixed decision on Friday in response to a 2021 challenge to Kansas voting laws. The League of Women Voters of Kansas, Loud Light, Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and the Topeka Independent Living Resource Center challenged the state's laws, saying they were too restrictive. Their first argument involved a law that made it a crime to give the appearance of being an election official. The civic organization said that law limited their efforts to provide voter education or run registration drives. In this ruling, the court found the groups met their burden to show the law could violate the state constitution, so the court returned the issue to a lower court to consider new factors in a temporary injunction. New signature requirements for absentee ballots were included in the new laws, with the organizations saying this law has been unreliable and burdensome for voters in other states. The court also remanded this decision. However, it asked a lower court to consider whether it complies with constitutional guarantees of equal protection and due process. The final challenge involved a law that limits the number of advance ballots a person can return on behalf of voters to 10. While the groups said many Kansans rely on assistance to deliver their ballots due to disability or illness, the justices agreed with a lower court decision dismissing the claim that ballot collection restrictions violate the Constitution, as the activity is not considered political speech or expressive conduct. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today and follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Kansas State University announced that ADM, a global leader in human and animal nutrition, has pledged $1 million to Kansas State University's Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation, one of four new or renovated facilities included in the university's Visionary Agriculture Innovation Initiative, led by the College of Agriculture. The ADM investment will support advances in food product development, food safety, and food security, sparking industry innovation and elevating the academic experience for K-State students. With a focus on interdisciplinary research and development, 30% of the Global Center space will be allocated for on-site collaboration between public resources and private enterprises. It will also include state-of-the-art laboratories, classrooms, and interdisciplinary partner spaces. The other facilities included in the Agriculture Innovation Initiative are the Agronomy Research and Innovation Center, the Bilbrey Family Event Center, and Call and Weber Halls. Combined with the Global Center, these upgrades and expansions will support grain, food, animal, and agronomy research at K-State, as well as resilience in the colleges of agriculture, arts and sciences, business administration, engineering, health and human sciences, and veterinary medicine. As Kansas State University's strategic partner for philanthropy, the KSU Foundation inspires and guides philanthropy towards university priorities to boldly advance K-State. After Kansas lawmakers overrode a veto by Governor Kelly earlier this year, the Kansas Fraternal Order of Police held a ceremonial signing of Bain's Law, which is a law that makes for harsher punishments for people who kill animal law enforcement officers. Bain's Law is a law named after canine officer Bain, who was strangled and killed last year in the line of duty, and after a month of drafting the law and molding it after others in Florida, Georgia, and other states, Kansas now shares harsher penalties for those that fatally harm animal officers of the law. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said this is now a felony with mandatory jail time, and it also makes the fines for this crime very expensive, a mandatory minimum of $10,000.
Hawkins said the reason for the harsher penalties boils down to the investment into the canine officers, as it takes hundreds of hours of training to make them ready for the force. Governor Kelly announced that $6.65 million in federal funds will be going to 10 rural projects to increase the safety and efficiency of local roadways, and the effort is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's High-Risk Rural Roads Program. Governor Kelly said Kansas's rural roads are important to the local and state economy, and programs like this enable commerce to flow smoothly and improve safety for Kansas families as they travel the state. The High-Risk Rural Roads Program is federally funded through the Highway Safety Improvement Program and is designed to improve rural road safety. And an additional $2.37 million in local funds will be used for the selected projects. This year's High-Risk Rural Roads Program projects were selected from 46 applications seeking $40.5 million in federal funds. Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said data shows more than 60% of fatal and serious injury crashes occur on county-owned roads and highways. He said these funds assist their rural partners to increase roadway safety by using low-cost and proven countermeasures. Projects in the program fall into one of two categories: systemic, encompassing a local roadway network, or site-specific. Locally, Phillips County will receive systemic funds in the amount of $525,000 for upgrade signing on 154 miles of county roads east of U.S. 183. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Coombs Trucking knows rural roads can be hazardous during harvest season and wants to remind motorists to watch out for harvest crews and trucks, combines, and other equipment entering and exiting roadways. From the staff at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, 60 years of excellence. You can visit CoombsInc.com.
Norton County Community Foundation invites you to a free grant writing workshop on June 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Heaton Building basement. The workshop will be taught by staff members from the Dame G. Hansen Foundation. Join them to learn the basics of the grant writing process and strategies for developing competitive proposals. The workshop is free to attend and no registration is required. Light refreshments will be served. All attendees will be entered into a drawing to win a surprise grant for their qualifying charitable organization of choice. Call the foundation at 785-874-5106. With any questions.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. U.S. Agriculture has its first seat on the National Work Readiness Council. Lori Boyer reports.
National FFA CEO Scott Stump has been selected to sit on the National Work Readiness Council.
It does work in workforce development, training, and advocacy. And originally, it was formed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce almost two decades ago. So in the early 2000s, when we were in somewhat the same shape we're in right now, of not having enough bodies that had the skills necessary to step into the workplaces that are needed to grow businesses across all industries.
This is the first time that the ag industry has had a seat at this council, and Stump says it is important to be at the table. He explains some of the work that the National FFA Association has done in trying to find out exactly what workforce gaps there are.
Specifically, in the agriculture area, and we just did a gap analysis 2 years ago, expanding our work around ag tech and really looking at the applications of the emerging technology that's coming out, not just from the use, but more importantly, from the servicing and the maintenance and the installation of that technology. And then work around sustainability as we look across all of the companies, our wonderful corporate partners. They are looking for all of the students, no matter what role they'll play in the company, to bring and be able to bring a sustainability lens to it.
Stump says to address that gap, National FFA has created Ag Explorer 2.0, which allows students to explore career options, which now include sustainability, ag tech, and skilled trades. As for the council, Stump says they hope to share successful programs and resources to help students and adults re-engaging in their career to look at filling the mentioned workforce gaps.
All right, Lori, thank you very much for the update. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Legends are made when a calculated risk pays off. I'm Clint Boyer, and as a professional NASCAR driver, I pushed the limits and made a living taking risks. But there's one risk that I never take: driving without a seatbelt. Life isn't a race, and there are no prizes for getting to the end first. Be a living legend for yourself and for those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Clint Boyer, and I'm proud to call the Speedway, highways, and back roads of Kansas my home. Racing is an intense, competitive job where legends are made and sometimes crash. Heck, I've even had my share of close calls. But there's one risk I'd never take. Without a question, I always wear my seatbelt. Be a living legend for yourself and those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Warm temperatures across the central plains for the next 2 days, along with a chance of some showers and thunderstorms for Kansas. Low pressures over the Texas Panhandle helping to bring in some humid air. Looks like we'll have another round of thunderstorms tomorrow, and a little severe weather is possible for the eastern and central counties tomorrow afternoon. Mostly 80s statewide today and tomorrow. A few locations in southwestern Kansas could hit about 90. Warm again tomorrow, and on Wednesday will be mostly in the 80s in the east, but by Wednesday afternoon we can expect many locations to get into the low and mid-90s central and west. On the map, low pressure is over the Texas Panhandle. A dry line is extending to the south along with a frontal boundary. Warm and humid air moving in from the Gulf. Some of that is getting into the central plains, so rain and thunderstorms will continue for a while across our central and southeastern counties into the afternoon. Partly cloudy for the rest of our state, except for the western counties where we'll get some sunshine. Overnight precipitation tapers off to just scattered showers. Lows will be in the 50s and 60s. Looking at Tuesday, a cold front will develop over the Rockies and make its way toward the central plains, and that low will still be in place over the panhandles. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the day for the northern and eastern counties. Then by afternoon, that cold front will be in the central counties, so severe thunderstorms will be possible central and east by tomorrow afternoon. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, mid to upper 80s with upper 50s and low 60s overnight. We're in the mid 80s north central. Tonight's lows in the mid 60s. Upper 70s and low 80s northeast, mid 60s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s and low 90s in southwest counties, and tonight we're in the low 60s. South central, mid to upper 80s and mid to upper 60s for the overnight. Low 80s southeast, and tonight upper 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.